So Nigerians, we are back with another banger. Yes, last episode we were supposed to talk about the What Are We Crooners. We're dedicating an episode to the What Are We Crooners, but we got carried away with the
comments
and suggestions episode. From the last episode. So we decided to do another episode that will drop 2 days after. But yeah, we're back again. So like this episode is strictly for the girl them and the man them that you are used to asking, where is this going?
You've never been in a real relationship. Everything, what are we?
And bro, like, you've never been just more than friends, but people are not dating. That kind of stage.
It seems like a quote from the last episode.
We are more than friends. But we are not dating.
Less than relationships.
Do you understand? Less than dating, more than friends. So, yeah, we're back. And firstly, we want to ask you to subscribe. If you're not subscribed, rate us 5 stars.
On our knees.
Rate us. Who's on your knees?
I roll on the floor.
I'm kings don't beg.
Hey,
kings don't beg.
Beggar, we get choice. No, Allah.
If you're listening to this podcast, rate it 5 stars now.
Yeah, no.
If you're new year, happy new year. Rate 5 stars first.
17th of me. Okay.
Well, yeah, moving on.
All right, first question from me. Damian Rose, what do you think about undefined relationships? What do you think about what are we relationship? In short, have you ever been in what are we relationship? Let me start from there.
Me, I already asked what are you, because me, I'm of the opinion that men in general, e.g. me, so if you have a baby that I've done what are we before, just know that like, I probably do not like you as much. Because I am of the opinion that every single man under my breath and in this earth and in this universe knows when he wants to date you, when he wants something more from you, and he will do it.
But I mean, sometimes like you can want something more, but maybe for example, you don't think you've seen the babe, you and the babe have been talking, and like you feel like you know, it's not like you don't reach, but like maybe you're just personally.
You know the way they go know each other for 6 months, marry. On my life, and I swear to God.
Have you not been in that situation where you like babe die, but you know if you guys date, it might not be as sweet as you want. Like, you know all those the one that got away, that kind of thing where like you guys are supposed to date, but like there are just certain conditions and like she left. Or have you not seen tweets where any girls will say, you left a babe because you now have the bar to take your bar. Then when you now get rich, you now go back to her.
Yeah. That kind of obviously, that situation is different. What I'm saying is that in the sense of like having undefined, like, bro, like there's literally nothing holding people back. They're just stalling. Like, both of you are just stalling. Something just... That one is... Bro, there are some people that enjoy. That's what they enjoy. Yeah. They like that kind of thing.
Zero commitment.
It's just so hard for some people to commit. But they like having that relationship benefits and feeling and that romantic affiliation. Me, my longest relationship, I knew her for 2 weeks before I started dating.
Are you serious?
I knew her for 3-4 weeks before I started dating. I'm never going to lie to you.
I mean, I won't even lie. I actually agree with you. Like, sometimes you guys want to just...
Because you just know.
You just know that that's your person. Do you get? But then again, some people just like to play safe and not risk it. Because what you actually did was you took a risk. Because, man, I can't know someone for 2 weeks.
And it's alive. You will know.
Bro, you will know quite all right. But, like, were you guys friends? Or you met for 2 weeks?
We met.
Like, you met fresh.
Made my intentions clear. Almost babes.
Well, when you make your intention clear, like the first day of meeting?
Like the second day, obviously, because we had a full conversation and bro, the way we met, everything was just, it was like, okay, you know that this is what you want from this person. And I'm like, oh, potentially this is what I would like from you. And then under that 2-3 weeks, I realized that, okay, I started to like the person, but I started to realize that I would like to make this person my partner and date this, and not even like casual dating, like I'd like to be in a relationship with this person. So some people call this undefined relationship about dating era. That's some people call it dating era. We're just dating here and there. Do you understand? Like, there's some people say there was a guy that I was dating and there was a guy that I was in a relationship with. It's two different definitions to some people. Do you understand?
That's the thing.
I'm never going to lie, like some people just say, like, oh yeah, we dated for a bit. But we're not in a relationship. Do you understand? A relationship is different, you know, for some people. So like there's some people that like they just live for that you know, because on my life, I swear to God, is a very complex and nuanced type of feeling. That's where's this going? Like, so some people, they enjoy it. That's what they thrive on. They've never really had like proper relationships.
Yeah. I think it would be interesting if both parties agree to it. Mm-hmm. But if it's like, okay, yeah, as a guy now, you're running a babe and like you're pursuing her, but she wants to put you in that box of undefined relationship, or you guys are just a talking stage or something. I mean, for some time it will be interesting. Sometimes you just give up and say, okay, she people are just a talking stage, don't worry about it. But if you know that you genuinely like the person, bro, you actually sometimes will not be comfortable with it. You want to fight for, okay, I'm tired of being in this box. I want something new. Yeah. So, well, I mean, I'll still stand to the fact that you took a risk. I'm not going to lie.
Obviously, like, I had to know the person. Like, obviously,
it was
like,
2 weeks enough for you to.
It was 3 weeks, actually, not 2 weeks.
Okay, but like, don't lie, you. Yeah. Like, did you at any point think that I could have waited a bit longer? Maybe you saw certain flags that you didn't like or something?
No, not really. Not necessarily.
Yeah, brave man.
Do you understand, like, bro? Like, you know, on my life, that's why I think that everybody will know when things are right. Like me and her, we knew that okay, this is what it was. And funny thing about all of this, like this more than friends, less than dating situationships, or all these things, is that you would think breakups are painful, but like I've ever been in that kind of like weird stage where the person that you're like more than friends with, you're doing things. Like, but you're less than a relationship stage with, and then you are probably looking for more, you're trying to take things to the next level, but that person isn't categorically thinking of that next level. And then when you bring it up to ask them the what are we question, where is this going, they start pulling away slowly and you start breaking your heart, bro. But like, you just feel like
Bro, let me not give you this gist.
I feel like when they start pulling away, or when they don't necessarily, they don't see you as somebody they want to be in a relationship with.
See, let me tell you this one, bro. Sometimes they don't even do that pulling away. This thing. They just
let go.
It could be like, when they partake lights, boom, you know, not see the person again, bro. And it's crazy because you guys will build a bond, do you get? And maybe it's possible that at that time, it's only that person you used to text, it's only that person you used to call every night.
Yeah.
The next thing, you know, you just tell them. So in a situation that I was in, well, this was a while ago, me and the person had spoken one day. And usually I'm not like when I'm friends with someone, like we built, when we started talking, we knew that okay, this was friendship. When I started developing feelings, it takes a very long time for me to tell the person, do you get it? Because I don't want to ruin the friendship.
Yeah.
But this one, like, I don't feel like, oh, well, she clearly liked me back, so I might need to tell her. So I told this person, and then she was like, oh yeah, she likes me. She doesn't listen to the podcast anyway, but like, she was like, oh, she likes me back, but she's about to jack bar this one down. She just gave like different reasons why we can't be together. I'm like, oh, fair enough. That I'm fine with whatever. I just wanted to clear things out. She was like, yeah, that I like it too, blah, blah. Guy, I think that was like my last serious conversation. Sure, the last time I spoke to this babe, actually, that was not my last conversation. Last time I spoke to this babe, I was in your house that evening. I was on the couch. So I just randomly, funny enough, like, she had ghosted me already, do you get? Then she just randomly called me one evening, FaceTime. We're talking, blah, blah, blah. Where have you been, blah, blah. She was giving me stories. Since after that day, I know you from her. And this was somebody that was telling me, oh, she's not ready for a relationship. Guy, like 1 month after, she posts man them. The guy even fly him. Guy fly him coming in day. You go date everything. I say, nah, man, woman.
That's what I'm saying. That, like, bro. See, that's what I stand on thing when I say that, like, if nobody wants to progress, that means they don't see you as somebody that they would date, or like they like you, they like what's going on, but there's just something about you that will not make you want to date them or make them. So, like, that's why I feel like, Omo, everybody knows what they are doing. So, if that person, see, on my life, if you're in that situation right now, Pastor Evo is talking to you, digest this word. I'm telling you, that boy or that girl knows what he or she is doing. They are in
let me think about it.
There are so many things. There are so many things they like about you, but they just don't like you enough.
But let me say something.
To be in that relationship,
I'm begging you guys. If you're in this situation, if you are the babe or the guy in the situation, and the one that you're the one that's holding the relationship from not happening, please let the other person know why. Like, give your reasons. Don't put them in that box and tell them. You just don't know. Because you know.
And that some people are so wicked that they'll give that person hope.
Yeah, they'll there's keep
something
you
on. They'll just keep, you know, they'll keep you in that gray area.
Yeah.
They'll like, just keep you like, hold on to this.
White thing.
Yes, we are something.
We're something.
Do you understand?
You go this man, say, you go to tell your guys, say,
do you understand? Like, bro, and the funny thing about like that more than friends but not dating, it spans across friends with benefits, situationships, even emotional affair, and just close friends with romantic feelings. In the sense of like friends with benefits is that there is no romantic affiliations.
Yeah, you guys are just having sex.
You are just private physical contact. That's when like the people say, oh, you're just really friends with benefits, and then they end up catching feelings for each other. Because it's not just sex, is not just, there are so many things about friends. You already enjoy each other's company. You now add sexual attraction to it. Other forms of attraction, intimacy, there's a level of physical intimacy already going on. So like, at some point, somebody will fold. It always happens. Somebody will always fold. Do you understand? There's some friends with benefit, any party can ask you, why don't you like take me out for a date? Or like, why don't you actually try to date me? Like, if you just ask, like, why don't you actually try to date me? Do you understand? Like, and then you, where you know, say you are just physically, you're just sexually attracted to her, and you enjoy her company. You want to try, I'm not ready, mental health. My mental health is not ready for a relationship.
It's not me,
family problem, everything. Like, it was just all those, you know, those common lies that people just circulate around. But yeah, another one too can just be like situationships, bro. Like, that one, an ambiguous relationship, bro. You are just possibly just emotional and physical intimacy, just they go on. You know, there's no clear boundaries, there's no clear word of commitment. And you know how babes are. Babes will tell you, if he doesn't ask you out, he's not your man.
He's not your man, bro.
So you as man, you could just D. you don't enjoy it, you like and like that.
But you know the funny thing?
You could just D.
One of my longest relationships was actually like that. Like, there was no asking out, nothing. We just knew we liked each other.
Yeah, and like some babes would just be like, yeah, like officially that's when we started dating. They'll tell you that's
the date.
But like, you've already been at like a level of situationship and a level of, you know, but
it's dangerous.
Obviously, there's no clear boundaries of commitment there. So
yeah, it's dangerous because the next thing you are reading her text, she sees that she's with another guy. Then she now starts telling you, we're not dating now. Did you ask me out?
That's what people were, that's another thing, emotional affair. Like, you would just connect emotionally. Do you understand? You just connect, you talk to this person, you have similar interests, everything. But you know, just the good romantic way. Like, somebody would just like somebody, but like, you just be afraid to like say something.
Yeah.
So you will just be kept in that gray area. The worst is still close friendship with me with romantic feelings, bro. That one is even the worst because, bro, that one is like deep friendship. You've been friends for like somebody that be, you know, this movie where they secretly, they always, you know, they watch Indian
film. She will go on, they call you bestie.
The kind of jealousy, and in this level, like, there's so many things where this one also happens in friendship groups. If you're listening to this, you're probably in a friendship group where
mixed boys and girls.
Yeah. But then there's these two people that are like, they'll just find a way to
secrete themselves.
Or they try to look good extra when somebody comes. When that other person comes around, you just know. They just try to, you understand? And they'll just, when one of them is talking about somebody that are probably going on a date with, one kind of internal jealousy.
Yeah, you can't ask... Does he have a car?
Does he?
What does he do for a living?
Is he as tall as me?
When they batter the guy for the friendship group, you see your own batter before you come the extra.
You
see when they insult the guy.
Do you understand? Bro, like, and in your mind, you know that you secretly like this babe.
Yeah.
Or you secretly like this guy. Because just it's a bum bum bigger than mine. You get a crack joke. But meanwhile, you don't see that you want this.
You know I'm dead. Like, when you reach out, you go and check the person's energy. Say, what does this person have that I don't have?
What does this person have that I don't have?
Bro, it's so crazy.
Hey, bro, don't worry. So like, you guys should just make sure clear boundaries, clear communications is set.
Yeah. Guy, do you think undefined breakup relationships hurt?
Ah, that's what I was saying now, bro. Like, Actually, in the sense of slowly pulling away, like the conversation just doesn't hit like before, or like the flirting.
You can tell, you're not really,
you can just tell, like,
we used to talk like this before.
Do you understand? Like,
were we using words like this before?
Do you understand?
And normally, she's come by this time. You start calculating and dipping everything.
Yeah.
Ah, weird.
Bro, I think they sound like, see, it don't happen.
Nah, no. God has changed my story.
Have you guys gone through undefined relationship breakup?
Bro, it's actually crazy. And the wicked part is, like, you can't exactly rant because they're not your person. Like, you guys are not dating.
Yeah.
So what are you ranting to? What do you want to explain? No, we're a team or something. Do you get? It's always very funny. And the funniest part is, like, when you guys now randomly see yourselves outside, do you get? Like, it's always very awkward when you see yourselves outside. It's not like, oh, should we say hi? Should we greet and all that?
Yeah.
It's actually really crazy.
Bro. And the awkwardness, like, all of those things, bro, it just makes it so difficult. Like, and you generally really, like, miss that person. Like, but then things have just changed.
Yeah.
So, it's just, like, harder. So, like, it's just much more difficult to deal with. Guys, do you think there are some relationships, like friendships, that are just better left as friendships than when they explore? You know those people that will say, okay, your friend, you know, everybody has that friend that, oh, when you're 30, when you're 32, you're married.
You guys end up marrying if you're single.
So, like, that friend, obviously, like, you are genuinely friends, you like each
other. Yeah, you're very close.
You think that, like, in a way, you will have that physical attraction, but right now, you're just strictly friends. Do you think some people obviously try to explore that option and then he ends up being probably even their shortest relationship, but then he ends up badly? Like, do you think there's some relationships that are just best left as friendship?
Yeah, I 100% believe that, you know, there are some friendships or there's some relationships that they could have ended as friendships because, you know, they were not compatible. I mean, there's a reason why they were just friends. Do you get?
Yeah.
Like, there were obviously certain things that one person didn't see in the other that would qualify them as being a partner. So I 100% agree that there are certain friendships. I mean, we've all been in relationships where at the beginning it seemed very rosy and all that, but when you now enter the relationship, you now see that this person has certain habits that, do you get? The honest truth is, friendship is very different from relationship. Do you get? Like, being a friend is different from being in a committed relationship. There are certain things that my friends will do and I overlook.
Yeah.
There are certain things that my partner will do that may I know if you overlook. I will speak my mind. Do you get? I might turn to a bigger thing. So, yes, I 100% agree with you that, there are certain friendships that shouldn't, you know, convert into relationships. But then there's no harm in trying, no? I'm not going to lie, because obviously there's no relationship that is 100% perfect. Do you get?
Yeah.
There are bad times and there are good times. So, if you guys are, you know, loving enough to go through the bad times to your perfect, then so there's no harm in trying.
Like, for me I just think that like, you try, and it just at the end of the day, it's effective communication. It depends on how both of you handle the situation, in the sense of, like, if you try it and it doesn't work out, can people stay friends?
That's the thing. So sometimes you guys now fight. You get now you lost a friend and you lost a partner.
You lost it. Something like, he ends badly.
He ends badly.
I don't know how people have. I don't think I'm. I think I'm Omo. There's no ex that I'm like, whoa. Okay. Maybe
see this guy.
That would be my ex now.
Even if
that was my ex.
Like
proper relationship. I don't have an ex now. Like, hits me like that. I enter proper.
But there was one that for a while you guys not talk. Obviously, I won't say the name. I still know. See this guy.
I'm trying to think.
The one that for a while you guys, like, since they ended, like, bad in a bad way, passing. Do you get?
Okay. It happened. Communication, like, no bad blood.
Exactly.
Everything.
Yeah. It's not everything.
Some people they hate their, if they see their ex, they come like they run. But there are some people that is valid because people are dating toxic people. But they see toxic people.
Dude, after your life, you know me.
Somebody's after your life. Yes. Do you agree that undefined relationship is deep, very normalized?
No, it's a normal thing.
It's a normal thing.
Time.
I've had a conversation with a broski that says, he wants to have kids, but he doesn't want a family unit, a committed relationship. Do you understand? Like, he wants to have a co-parent and have undefined relationships. Like, that's what he wants. That's what he likes.
He doesn't know what he's saying.
Yeah, his parents divorced when he was like 11. So,
you're seeing our childhood trauma. Yeah,
you're seeing our childhood trauma for that one. Our childhood trauma episode is coming, by the way. But yeah, like, in that sense, you know, and the conversation that we had, you almost convinced me that, you know, what's truly the essence of marriage?
I think we've had an episode like this.
Yeah, that's the co-parenting episode. Yeah, like, obviously, I still spoke to this guy recently, and I'm still trying to
convince him.
Understand and have a con. Every time I try to convince me, he ends up convincing me. You don't see, you don't see when somebody's head is hell bent on this is what he wants for his life. So, like, with that being said, there's some people that, yeah, they are 100% for undefined relationships.
Yeah,
They're not fully for commitment. They are just
for the meantime.
Let's go with the flow. Mm. Have fun. Live young, wild, and free. Do relationship things. We'll cuddle. We'll support each other's goals, dreams, and ambitions. But let's not put a tag on this. Let's keep it to where is it going. And let it go to where it's going.
Mm.
Do you understand? Mm. So, like, it has been normalized so much in the society, and it scares me. While on the other end, there are some people that after 1 week, baby, what are we?
What are we? You know, they wish, you say some people, look at you.
No, I mean, I wouldn't ask what are you. Do you understand? But me, I will just let you know that. From the first conversation, from the second day, I will let you know that this is what I want from you, yeah. Potentially. And along the line, bro, me and on that 1 week, I don't know where I want if I go this babe or not. I can't even lie to you. On that 1 week, on that 2 weeks, like, I would know. That's why I feel like I'm repeating myself. Everybody knows what they're doing. Yeah,
fuck sure. I can't even lie. Like, my
Your what? I did not take words from your mouth. He's what?
Moving on, next point.
Cast yourself.
Moving on. I mean, producer, I go cut this part out like mad.
I don't know how to cut.
Then I check. I don't see the video. Hey, go cut out like mad.
Yeah, you cannot stress me. I mean. But yeah, like, that's a word that is normalized for them that, you know, they just cannot be in an undefined relationship. Like, bro, like, and I feel like those are people that they don't date at the age of 26. They've been in 19 relationships.
They don't see shaggy.
They don't. And,
say, nah, man.
And you know, those people are the real lover boys and girls. That, you know, that the ones that all they just need is constant communication for 24 hours, and that's and they've been sold dreams. I can't lie to you. I'm one of those type of people. That's why I say that me, 1 week, 2 weeks, I don't know. Or more, if a babe.
So you the catch friends for
if eh? See, I the grass farm. Bro, just tell me what I want to hear.
Bro, I can't lie, I'm there, Sean.
Bro, tell me what I want to hear. Vibe with me naturally, connect with me on a level, and I'm sold. Yeah. And you just tell me a dream, I've bought the dream.
I feel like once you connect, bro. They don't. Why are we wasting time?
Do you understand?
Like, we already know that.
The only thing that will just make me is other factors. Maybe I'm only going to reach for your lifestyle.
Or distance.
Or distance.
I don't get your energy. You say, you go, maybe you have a DM. You feel up. Next thing, you just check her energy. Just see if she did fly private.
That don't even matter, bro. Don't worry. If she loves you, she loves you.
They play. But I mean, valid too. No?
But at the other end, you just like maybe other factors. Maybe I'm just at that stage whenever I know one day.
Yeah.
But if you sell me quality dream, do you understand?
See that quality. What is this dream they sell you, bro?
See, it's like when guys they see, bro. When guys say, like, for babes now, it's different because man them can sell you dreams just to sleep with you.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Like, there was, bro. Waiting man them no go talk. Ah, baby, I've not eaten because you have not eaten. I woke up, I had a dream about us. Like, do you understand? Maybe I've not eaten. Don't worry. Maybe, you know, every time I see you, I just picture my future with you inside it. All those kind of like, they just want to off your pint. They want to off your pint. They just want to do physical intimacy with you. Just want to have intimacy and emotional intimacy with you. And then once they are done and dusted,
they go sorry.
So like, it's just up for you to know who is true and who is real.
Yeah.
And who is genuine. It's very hard. But, it's very hard. Is it actually hard?
Like me, I always know like when someone is actually emotionally connected to me.
I get one guy. Bro, I am for call with babe. See, after they follow the babe, they chop the drink. And when he told me his intentions, I could not believe that this is what you want to do to this woman.
Men are scum.
Do you understand? So like, it's undefined. The only reason they are selling you dreams is just to have sexual activity. Do you understand? So you just know that like at this level, you need to be wise. You need to be very wise. So you need to be. You just need to get your guard up.
You know that's one of the reasons. Another reason why like a lot of babes play hard to get because they need to be sure. Maybe they've seen Shaggy. A lot of guys have done that since.
Bro, you know they tell babes, say, I'm more like, as I see your face like this, you don't make my day. You know when I just get like,
you gonna say she don't fall.
This is what you told your girlfriend.
You don't say she don't fall like mad.
You gonna see, she's now in a state or a stage where she doesn't want to fully let her guard down, but her guard is letting itself guard. It shake. But she wants to be wise and strong, but almost she just can't be. You know when Nigerian babes stand out, when they start all those, this is what you tell all your babes.
This poor game now. Babes go come upgrade their ways. You're for the babes.
I'm for my girlies.
Be sly,
girl. That's what these men them be doing.
He's lying.
Girl, that's what they be doing. Don't trust these niggas.
No, every time we go upgrade, oh yes, don't worry. I see the updates. We go upgrade. Don't worry. All of us did this game. We play on.
But don't worry, man. I'm wicked. That day, actually, I legit sat down, my guy. I swear to God, you know when I just depressed by the yam, I saw the blush on the beef. Like, just the.
Oh, dear.
You see this guy no talk. You know, I can't believe now she could ask where is this going. Still, I was just mentally unstable right now. I've had somebody tell you to say one thing that, like, my nigga blame attachment style.
What does he mean by attachment?
Attachment style is, you know, there's avoidance, there's anxious attachment, there's avoidance. He said, bro, like, I'm a chronic avoidance. I have chronic avoidance attachment style. So, like, it's very hard for me to really commit. You should have used one kind of psychoanalysis, you know, made the babe fear, say, the relationship go toxic and he's just looking out for her. Broski, yeah,
boys are too foolish.
No, girl them to the user. Bro. Don't go reason. Don't go reason. Girls, every, you know, most people or most girl them have people where have options. You know,
yeah,
you know,
facts.
And people say roster. You know, I like to look at it as, you know, there's just something you like from different people. You know, there's just something you admire from different people. You get, and that's, they're just kind of like seeing who they potentially can, well, like.
Let me ask you, more. Like, when you're in this like undefined relationship, do you have like still keep your options open?
Matolo, me once I'm
putting all your.
Do you know funny thing, like, bro? I see how many times I actually text you in a week, bro. I don't be texting anybody, like it's so hard. Like me, it's so hard to even keep up with friends and family. Like me, at least I don't know how to, like.
Nigga, you toxic.
I don't know how to text. Do you understand? Like. Keep that, some people that not keep up relationships. So imagine having multiple girl them, like,
yeah, it's hard,
like,
man.
It's so hard, like, bro. Everybody asking me, and you know the funny thing, I'm not even that bright to like be storing that much information and memory things. Like, I will forget you had a job interview yesterday. Like, I will forget. I can't keep all these things in my head. Like, there's so many things going on to me. So, me, I'm the kind of person that if I'm on one person, I'm talking to one person, I'm focused.
Yeah, fucked.
Hey, I have another brother. This guy, the way he even keeps up with me. Me, man, then they give up. Bro, once you go hang out with Tam, you're gonna see, bro, this guy, they keep up with people. Like, it's so easy for him to keep up with all these girls. Them, like, he even,
and he, like, has, and
he's a very smart guy. He's a smart guy. Like, every information, like he remembers everything. Like to get active listener to everybody, even his family. Like, do you understand this guy? Even my own family, my active listener for my own. Do you understand, bro? If you follow me, go see my eyes, bro. Like, bro, he's so good at keeping good interpersonal relationship. Do you understand? So that kind of person now, you know, those are the ones that are very, very. It's very easy for them to probably have multiple people. And babes too. Babes, don't worry. Babes, they go pack all their options. Babes know how to have options.
No,
yeah.
So, you know.
Even if it's to repeat 17. One thing about, the thing is, yeah. In most conversations, talking stage or situationship, yeah. Girl them be doing the talking more. And man them be doing the listening more.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's easy for girls to just say one thing multiple times.
To different guys.
And not really know too much about all of these guys.
Guys, yeah.
I said from their financial status. Do you understand?
What do you mean?
So, like, it's not easy. I feel bad. Babes that you don't deal with now, they might not even know in total details that you might know about them. Some babes can just meet you now.
I know they deal with babes.
Some babes can just meet you now and you already know their family line. You know what their family is going through, everything. Because they talk. If you're a good conversationalist, you talk to them and you open
be,
and say,
she be really willing to open more.
Do you get it? It's when they've opened up too much. They'll say, how about you?
I don't know about this guy.
Do you understand? Like,
I don't know what this guy is. I don't know what this guy is, bro.
Like, they don't know anything about is later on in the line. So, like, it's just so easier for women to keep up with undefined relationships than men. Do you understand? Because, actually, like, men, now we get a little memory card. I know if you actively listen for everybody now.
Where you reason how to make bar and everything. Yes, before they, I don't know now. It's not easy. Did you see that tweet where they said it's harder for men to cheat? Because, you know, I mean, it's financially harder for men to cheat, but for babes, just rewarding different guys. But guys, you guys, they should do it. Did you see that tweet?
Yes, now.
What do you think about it?
Because, like, is everything depends on society and what society carries in expectations, bro. Like, talking stage now, manga shows doing, you know, like, you know, when girl them will say, like, oh, I hate inconsistency. During when you just try bag you, they send you flowers, they buy everything for you. Like, now he has bagged you, he cannot buy those flowers again.
Yeah, fool.
Suddenly, his financial capabilities does not equate to that status anymore. So, like, that's why. Me or so just to man them. What you cannot do at the beginning, don't do it.
Don't start where you can finish.
So like you as
sustainability.
But for women now, like it's different ballgame for them. It's what they can receive during that stage. It's what they can digest during that stage. So I feel like it's just how society is and how do you think
sex affects undefined relationships? Does it make it worse?
It just boils down to friends with benefits, man. Like I said earlier, man, it's more of like you are just engaging in physical relationship and there's no emotional commitments per se. Mm-hmm. And you know, the primary connection is the physical, and then sometimes primary connection is the physical and sometimes emotional instances, because at bottom line, people are friends. You enjoy each other's company, you know, also to the extent of physical intimacy. So in that light, little emotions go the, you know, should start asking, like I said earlier, should start asking you, why don't you actually try to date me? Like, what's actually wrong with me? Or the guy will ask, like, what's happened? Like, you go try do nice things and she just try and clear you that, oh, you're just for my ovulation period.
I think it's actually painful when you actually now realize that, this person is just using you for a body. Than like, no, and you don't really catch
people. You know the funny thing? What people even talk about is when men are used and when they realize that
people don't talk about that thing. And it's actually real. Like, babe, does they use you for this
bro,
thing?
And like, you know, girl them who have, this one is for child deck order. This one is for food court order. This one is for NAX. That show is that live their life like that. Like, just, this one is for anytime I need mechanic, plumber, you know, just people that like, they can, in a way, offer me value at this certain time. Do you understand? So we just keep everybody at arm's length. Find a way to just keep everybody afloat, you know, in the way that, you know, they are not losing
they
too are not much.
Losing, yeah, everybody's, every, they keep everybody happy at the end of the day.
Maybe you kiss today. You I will just maybe go out with you. Just, you know, the way, but girl them day where they get that kind.
Yeah.
They not do, they not manage those kind of relationships. And it's very hard, but still, they still find a way to do so. So
it's part of the game at the end of the day.
The game is the game.
The game is the game, bro.
The same way man them, have those ones that are keeping up many babes.
Yeah.
They know that, this one is for, this one is for times in need. This one is for cuddle sesh. This one is for, this one is for, do you understand? So like, bottom line is everybody knows what they are doing.
At the end of the day.
At the end of the day. That's why my What Are We Crooners, make sure you share this to your talking stage or your situationship or to your more than friends, less than dating guy, and tell him, oh yeah, where are we?
Let's make a decision.
Let's make a decision.
Maybe they know they carry you, they play.
Maybe they know they play with your head. No, they play with
you. You're somebody's child. You're toying with your brain. No. Make that decision.
Make that decision.
Define that relationship today. It's not good.
Define it.
It's not good.
Because, you're an adult now. Everybody knows, everybody knows their rights from their left. They know who they want to be with. That, I'm telling you, that person knows. If it's not, they tell you, let me think about it, and it's been 2 months. What kind of thinking is that? Kind of thinking is that? Even World Peace, you know, they use 2 month thing. UNN, you know, they use.
Yeah, if we say that World Peace.
World Peace Summit, you know, they
dead.
Well, let me think about it, it's been 2 months, but this guy is steady knocking you. And this babe, she's steady chopping your money.
She's even like, she's still knocking your top. All your energy. Your ways don't break.
But she no one. Yeah, I say no. There are even some people, they go do that. Will you be my girlfriend? She will say yes, but then just for the aesthetics, still not end up dating the guy.
See, the aesthetics. Oh, so they'll do that, all those dates. Dinner date that you write, will you be my girlfriend on the plate?
Exactly.
You go post them for IG and everything.
Mm-hmm.
The next day she's posting them, but I'm still single.
Do you understand? Don't worry. Women are wicked. Don't worry.
But yeah.
So yeah, like any mixed signals, any inconsistent communication, cut that person off or have a communication. But I like that some babies are like, once they try, waste their time.
Bro, say, they go clear you.
They say women clock difference. If you're trying to waste my time,
bro. Some they go first clear you. They go first tell you, say, you're not a serious person.
Bro,
there's literally someone that I met like a while ago. And like from, I think, our second meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know, one of our first few meetings, she just let me know that, bro, this is why I'm here. Or this, that. And then I let her know that, this is not what me I'm here for, yet. And I'm just trying to be friends for now and all that. And like we had a very honest and friendly conversation, and now we're actually cool,
Yeah.
Like we're actually really cool. So it won't hurt anybody if you actually just let them know that, okay, this friendship, I'm not looking for it, or I'm looking for something else. If you're on the same page, fine. If you're not on the same page, you know, if you want to keep staying as friends, don't wala. If you want to, you know, leave, no wala, it doesn't hurt anybody. So
doesn't hurt anybody. So at the end of the day, just, you know, have defined, no mixed signals, have defined relationships. If the person really likes having undefined relationship, you know, just leave that person. If you know that you cannot do without undefined relationship, just, bro, like move on with your life. More biological clock is ticking for everybody,
bro. You know, the old time to marry, man. Guy, I want to marry. I need no time for limbo, bro.
You get, and you know, people are so emotional. People cry for undefined relationships.
How you go cry? It's still emotions. Is
like emotions now. Like, do you understand? You are getting stressed so fast over somebody that does not
rate you.
So like, don't go through that emotional battle. You know, so as you're listening to this podcast, under the sound of my voice.
Get up,
define our relationship. See you guys next week.
Yes, sir.
Much love. Make sure you rate us 5-star. Send this to your
talking stage.
Your talking stage.
Your uncommitted partner.
Yeah.
Love and light, guys.
Bye.